From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has joined the other six leaders of the world's richest democracies for a Group of Seven summit in Isashima, Japan, in a two-day meeting expected to focus on the global economy. Soon after arriving, President Obama had to deal with a criminal matter that outraged the Japanese public. A former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa is suspected of raping and murdering a Japanese woman. At a joint news conference with Mr. Obama, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking through an interpreter, expressed shock of an entire nation over the crime.
I, too, feel profound resentment. We will investigate in a rigorous manner under the Japanese jurisdiction, in line with the Japanese laws, this offender who committed this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime.
Mr. Obama, for his part, promised full U.S. cooperation in the investigation. During his visit, the president plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima Friday, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. The U.N. Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been progressively lifting the targeted measures imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. Wednesday took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. Farhan Haq is a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Secretary General notes that targeted sanctions measures have accompanied the consolidation of peace and the rebuilding of state institutions in Liberia since 2003, and that these measures have been progressively adjusted as Liberia has met the benchmarks set out by the Council.
Former President Charles Taylor set off the Civil War in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. Taylor elected in 1997, fueling more conflict. This is VOA News.